On February 22, 1937, the Time magazine featured him on its cover as the wealthiest individual on the planet, a position he's believed to have held his entire life. At his peak, his net worth was the equivalent of $77 billion in today's money. He used a 184-carat diamond worth over $70 million as a paperweight. And yet, he once refused to buy himself a new blanket because even the cheapest exceeded his budget by a mere 10 rupees. This is the story of Mir Osman Ali Khan, the 7th Nizam of Hyderabad and the world's most Spartan multi-billionaire. You are listening to India Uncharted, History You Missed in Class, written by Amit Chandilya and narrated by Vijayan Menon. In 1655, a man from Samarkand, Uzbekistan, paid a visit to India on his way to Mecca. The subcontinent was under the Mughals those days, and the man on the throne was Shah Jahan. Excited to have a guest from his ancestral land, the emperor gifted him a robe of honor and promised him a job in his court upon return from Mecca. The man returned 3 years later, and as promised to him, was appointed to serve the emperor. His name was Khwaja Abid Khan Siddiqui, but the Mughals called him Khalij Khan. Shortly after that, the aging emperor fell ill and then landed in Agra fort as a prisoner of his own son, Aurangzeb, who became the new emperor of the Mughal Empire. Besides the throne, Aurangzeb also inherited Khalij Khan's service, which proved extremely crucial to his reign. Over time, Khan led several critical military campaigns for the new emperor and earned himself the Mughal court's esteem with sheer loyalty and valor. By the time he died, Khalij Khan had become a prominent military general in Aurangzeb's army with the Multan and Ajmer under his fiefdom. Khalij Khan went on to have nearly half a dozen boys, the eldest of whom married the daughter of an erstwhile Mughal prime minister. This couple then had a son named Kamal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?